Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts with your weekly update from the Emergency Operations Center for Wednesday, June 2, 2021. During the last 7 days, the state of Alaska has reported 246 new COVID-19 cases, 12 hospitalizations, and 0 deaths within Alaska. Wrangell currently has 1 active case of COVID-19 in the community. This case will be reported in a press release at 5 p.m. today. This is the 6th week in a row that there has been a decrease in the number of weekly cases statewide. According to the state's alert levels, the northern southeast region, which includes Wrangell, is in the low alert level. For state information, visit the Alaska COVID-19 Information Hub. For local information, including the daily case count, you can visit WrangellCOVID19.org. The DHSS website was the target of a malware attack. The website was taken offline the evening of Monday, May 17th, while an investigation is being conducted, and will be unavailable to the public until further details are known about the incident. Some services, such as the data dashboards, are hosted by outside sources and can still be accessed through covid19.alaska.gov. According to the May 27th Alaska COVID Genomic Surveillance Report, the state has identified 51 additional cases of the variants since the May 20th report. This includes 38 additional cases of the B117 UK variant, 6 cases of the P1 Brazil variant, 1 case of the B1351 South Africa variant, and 6 cases of the B1427 and B1429 California variants. The B117 variant is concerning because it is shown to be approximately 50% more transmissible than the original SARS-CoV-2 lineages. B117 cases are more likely to require hospitalization, and it is widely circulating in the U.S. The upcoming cruise ships for Wrangell include the Cruise Off Explorer on June 3rd, the American Constellation on June 5th through the 7th, and the Alaska Dream on June 10th. All passengers on these ships are required to be vaccinated. You can see the latest cruise ship calendar at WrangellAlaska.org. Wrangell has 1 local travel ordinance in place that requires testing prior to or upon arrival in Wrangell for travelers arriving from out of state. It is set to expire on June 30th, 2021. Fully vaccinated individuals are not required to test before travel or after arriving into Wrangell. Travelers coming in on the Alaska Marine Highway can test at the airport at the next available jet arrival. Any incoming traveler can get a free COVID test upon arrival, even when it is not required. If you will be testing upon arrival, please sign in to the Safe Travels app prior to arrival to register for your free COVID-19 test at www.alaska.covidsecureapp.com. It is a federal requirement that all travelers must wear a face covering at all transportation hubs and on all public transportation. Any questions regarding travel can be submitted to travel@wrangell.com. The CDC recently released guidance for youth camps. Any organization that is considering operating a youth camp or gathering this summer can read more about it in the link included in the written copy of this update and also at the City and Borough Facebook page. Anyone 12 years and older who is interested in receiving the COVID-19 vaccine can register at covid19.search.org. If you have any questions or cannot register electronically, please call the Wrangell Medical Center at 874-7000. Currently, 60% of the eligible population in Wrangell has been vaccinated. While many of us have had the opportunity to get vaccinated, there are still those in our community who are not eligible yet. We can collectively protect them by wearing a mask in their presence, staying home when sick, delaying unnecessary travel, taking care of our health, keeping our social circles small, and washing our hands. If you are experiencing symptoms, please stay home and contact Search for testing. Both asymptomatic and symptomatic testing can be arranged by calling the Wrangell Medical Center Monday through Friday at 874-7000. Free asymptomatic testing is also available twice a day at the Wrangell Airport during jet arrival. If you have been vaccinated but are experiencing symptoms, it's still important to get tested as the vaccines are not 100% effective. Until next week, stay diligent, sign up to get vaccinated if you're interested, and consider hosting your events outdoors.